Welcome back to Mountain Money. I'm Renee Bodley Miller here in studio with Roger Goldman. And joining us now is Tori Soule, mountain biker extraordinaire here in the Park City area. She does some coaching, but she's also taking her career in a whole new path, a unique path. You're going to start designing mountain biking apparel for women.
Correct. Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show, by the way.
So glad you could make it here. So Roger and I were talking about this before the show, and he said, why do women need a different kind of clothes? And I was like, oh, Roger, I'll ask that question for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So women are a big force that's growing in the mountain bike industry. And just like men, it's not a very homogeneous sport. Our bodies are all shapes and sizes, specifically to the mountain bike discipline. So I just kind of noticed this growing trend, but not apparel to fit. And a lot of the apparel you find out there right now is just kind of your basic jersey material that often retains its stench. The fit is often masculine, so it's either like very loose, or they kind of have this motto called shrink it and pink it. So often I'm finding designs that are very motocross influenced, as well as either like hot pink and lots of butterflies. So trying to find that balance, and not to say that there's some really rad companies that are doing that, but I do find that there is definitely room to bring a new style, a lot more neutral colors, timeless designs. We're using a 3D prototype fit model, so I actually get to plug in my measurements into the computer. It creates this digital avatar, and then we are able to use the fabric weight, plug that into the computer as well, and see how it lays on the body. So it's this loose fit, but really feminine, and kind of takes our curvature into account.
So ultimately, would not I, but would one be able to go on the website and sort of almost custom make the clothing you're going to buy? Is that the concept?
I mean, ideally, that would be in the future, having customization. But from a startup standpoint and inventory, we're just kind of taking average measurements and then designing from there. So customization, hopefully down the line, but not quite there.
Are you sticking to the standard women's sizes then?
Yes, we're going to probably move towards more larger sizes as well. XL to XXL, and then possibly even further out.
So you're doing small, medium, large, as opposed to the 4, 6, 8, 10.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Let's talk about fabric. It's a topic that's always near and dear to my heart. What kinds of fabrics are you looking at and why?
So we are looking at technical fabrics, but also that have a very soft feel to it. So I'm actually wearing the jersey now. This is a polyester spandex blend. So it has this two-way stretch to it. And it's very breathable. It's anti-odor, antibacterial, meaning actually this prototype I wore for several days biking, and it did not retain its stench. So very important when you're out there sweating on the trails. It's also very durable. I'm sure if you guys have mountain biked, you might be familiar that it's very high risk, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you fall. That said, these fabrics really keep its integrity through crashes, and also putting like vents in specific areas help the breathability while climbing.
So Tori, let's get back to the genesis of all this. What was it that made you decide, I'm going to do this?
excuse me. So I grew up here, and my parents both got me into mountain biking and skiing when I was really young. I'd say, just being super passionate and then trying to find how I can also live a life and fund this lifestyle, I got really interested in the business side, and then also seeing a demographic that wasn't really being listened to in a very heavily male industry. So that's kind of what sparked this idea of like, maybe I want to start creating something in the industry that can also fuel this passion.
Do you have an education in business or fashion?
My education is in environmental studies and sustainability. So my background, I worked in a lot of nonprofits up until this point, and noticed that it would be amazing to bridge this gap of social good, but with for profit. So a lot of these fabrics are sustainably produced, keeping with like organic dyes. It's all manufactured in the U.S., which is amazing because then I can be really transparent of making sure everyone's getting a living wage. Mm. And then also having a social program and an awareness message in a brand, I think, is really important. So the fashion and business side, to answer your question, I'm eagerly learning it all right now.
How do you come up with the name Rock Roselle?
Rock Roselle, it's named after the rock rose. It's a perennial shrub that is grown in rocky soils, and it's a very hardy flower, so it often is wilted during the day, and then it doesn't necessarily mean it's needs water or it's dying, but it actually it's just a part of its nature, and then the next day it springs back up. And I kind of found that that was similar to mountain bikers. You often crash.
They look wilted.
We look wilted, tired. And also just females in general. You know, we're not always cheerful and happy. There's a lot of aspects to our lives and kind of paying tribute to that. So that's where the name came from. And then it's also a play on hard and soft and kind of portraying that contrast.
Where are you in the process of getting product and moving through the prototype stage?
So I have the prototype with me, and that took quite some time, just perfecting that, finding the right fabrics and manufacturers. The Kickstarter right now is a platform to ask the general public to help fund this, either return for rewards or the product itself. So upon funding, I will produce an array of these jerseys, and then the additional funding will go towards producing an entire collection of garments.
And I'm looking at the Kickstarter page right now. You're trying to raise $20,000, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
And right now you're at 8,362. 94 people have contributed.
Yes, so it was a really strong start at the beginning. It's common for Kickstarters to start really, you know, with a lot of enthusiasm, and then they kind of lull towards the middle of the campaign. And then hopefully at the end, it kind of revers up again. But I do want to emphasize that Kickstarter is a 30-day campaign. It's all or nothing. So if I don't meet my goal, unfortunately, all the money will be returned to the funders. And I'll have to move on. So I am asking for pledges. We have a lot of cool rewards. And I also think there's something to be said to support local entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, and then also being a part of a company's story is really cool.
So you have 17 days to go. A little over 2 weeks to raise about $12,000. And if people who are listening right now think, I want to join in, where do they go?
They can go to Kickstarter, the platform, and type in Rock Roselle. You can also go to rockroselle.com. And if you click on the landing pages link, that will take you directly to the campaign.
So you have these 94 backers. What other kinds of support do you have? Angel investors?
Currently, I do not. I did look at investors in the beginning, but having not really any sales proof, this is why I'm doing a Kickstarter, to kind of see market validation and proof of sales. And so far, it's been really positive experience.
Is this something you're doing on your own, or do you have anyone else working with you at this point?
I'm currently on my own.
I started
with a local product developer, Lindsay Nash, who is extremely talented. And she helped me kind of get the designs and introduce me to some amazing people in the industry as well.
I was going to ask how you start with, you have this idea, and then where do you go? If you're not going to the usual small business incubations places, then it sounds like you had this one contact in the business.
Mm-hmm. It's a steep learning curve. And also working full time at other jobs, it takes a lot of dedication. I'd say it's been a 3-year endeavor. I'd say halfway I took a step back to kind of see if I wanted to continue it, because it does take a lot of grit. But It's just been talking to a lot of community members and people that have experience in the industry. OR was a really great experience in talking to people, outdoor retailer. I miss that. It's really just been a community effort. And then working with a manufacturer in the U.S. has been really nice because I can just hop on a plane and go to Minneapolis and talk to the design team and the manufacturers instead of trying to get a hold of people across the seas. So that's made the process a lot smoother.
If you get to the Kickstarter goal in the next month, what's the sort of plan for the rest of the year?
We should have the jerseys ready to go in 2 or 3 months because this prototype I'm wearing right now has already been graded in size. So it's just a matter of having the money to back it. So it's the Kickstarter is actually kind of a pre-sale. And then from there, I'm hoping to build a team. I'm looking for actual product and design backgrounds and then going from there, designing an entire collection, looking to launch next spring 2020.
And one of the things I'd say is your biggest selling point is you're on the front lines of mountain biking. You're teaching it every day.
Correct. Yeah. So I'm really understanding the pain points of the community. And a big part of it is just listening and taking the ideas and opinions of the female community and putting it on paper.
And what are you hearing from them? What are the big pain points where they say, Tori, I can't do X because this,
Yeah, most of it's comfort and fit. Mm. That's the biggest one. And then also is style, having that on and off trail appeal, being able to go mountain biking and then go meet up with some friends for a beer and not feel like you just got done with a race or, so kind of having that off and on trail appeal. And then a big part of this brand is slow fashion, creating timeless pieces where I hope this jersey lasts for 5 to 10 years in your closet and not, like keeping up with the trends and the designs and colors, just kind of, I don't know, making it your own.
My pain points were always when I fell off. But anyway.
Yeah.
We've been talking to Tori Soul. We have to leave it there, Tori. Once again, it's rockroselle.com. And also a Kickstarter campaign. We'll make sure we have links up on our website, kpcw.org, as well as a picture of you in this jersey. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.